Good morning and welcome to HealthWorks. I'm Carol Knier, Community Health Manager at Way Memorial Hospital. I want to thank you for joining me today and happy Heart Month. So we're now in February. And to those of you that may not know, February is Heart Month. You know, we have one special day, February 14th. But my guest today is Dr. Sarwar. Good morning, Dr. Sarwar.
Good morning.
How are you today?
I'm doing well, thank you. Thanks for the invitation.
Oh, you're welcome. And for those of you that may not know, he is one of our interventionalist cardiologists here at Way Memorial Hospital, the Heart and Vascular Center, correct?
I am, yes. Thank you.
And you've been with us for 2 years.
Right. It's been a great 2 years. You know, I came to Wayne in March of 2021, right after I retired from the Navy. And it's been a really, really enjoyable experience. I really appreciate the community, the hospital, and our consulting physicians have just been very welcoming. It's been a great experience.
Yeah, well, you know, I can't thank you enough for being here. I know our community really, really appreciates it because, you know, since prior to 2016, when we started the Heart and Vascular Lab, there wasn't really much cardiac services here.
Right.
And so now we have that available for our community. And we'll talk about that a little later. But, you know, maybe you can start, you know, talking about some statistics related to heart disease.
Yeah. So, you know, the great thing, the American Heart Association started pushing for February to be Heart Month several years ago. And it really is a great time when we can sit back and focus on our heart, on our own health, and that of our family and our friends. You know, heart disease is still the leading cause of death in the United States. In 2020, there were 697,000 deaths attributed to heart disease. It accounts for almost 20% or 1 in 5 of all deaths. You know, there isn't a magic pill to cure heart disease. I wish there was, but there's not. But there are definitely several things that we can all focus on to combat. And so, you know, there are a lot of different people have a lot of different ideas, but ultimately, 10 go-bys that I like to refer to. The most important thing that you can do is watch what you eat. You know, avoid all those fried, fast, fatty foods, high salt diets, fad diets might allow for some quick weight loss. Unfortunately, the quicker you lose it, the more rapid you are to put it back on. So be cautious of those. The other thing is to really increase the amount of dietary fiber that you take in. We know from studies that whole grains, whether it's oatmeal or fresh fruits, fresh vegetables, really have tremendous benefits. You know, plant-based diets, while they're not for everyone, definitely can lead to really positive cardiovascular outcomes. The third thing is to make sure you stay hydrated, especially in the winter months. People don't always consider that the fluid loss can be quite rapid when the air is dry and cold. So stay well hydrated. For most people, we say make sure you have eight ounce glasses of water per day, 64 ounces total. Make sure that you avoid a lot of the caffeinated or alcoholic beverages or high sugar beverages, but make sure you stay well hydrated. The next thing, especially in the winter months, is to make sure you're engaging in at least 150 minutes of aerobic activity per week. We can really break that down into 30 minutes, 5 times per week. Make sure that you don't overlook core and strengthening exercises, as those have pretty significant benefits as well. But if you can engage in activity, keep a log, share it with your friends and family, let them know your goals. That will kind of help keep, increase the likelihood of your success. We're not looking for quick fixes. We're looking for lifestyle change. And the more you can do to promote a healthy lifestyle in the long run, the better you'll be. The next thing is to avoid things that we know are horrible for heart disease. Smoking is one of the worst things that, unfortunately, you can do. So make sure you avoid cigarettes, both direct and indirect via secondhand smoke.
Can I ask you, vaping, would that also be considered
It is a risk factor. Anything that you inhale, especially that has nicotine in it, can be very detrimental to your health. Not only your cardiac health, but also within your respiratory system. And a lot of these chemicals that you're inhaling lead to many other issues. So vaping is not any healthier.
Right. And I always like to plug that because I do know that as a healthcare professional. But, you know, I think it's important for people to kind of really hear that from a physician.
Precisely. Mm-hmm. And the sad thing is about a lot of vaping is they really are targeting a much younger crowd.
Yes.
You know, with a lot of the very sweet or very, mm-hmm. very colorful decorations, people think that it's healthier or safer, but it's not. It really is a wolf in sheep's clothing many times. So please take that into consideration.
Right. Now you still have some more. We didn't get to number 10 yet. So.
No, absolutely. Nope. When we're along the lines, make sure that if you do drink alcohol, that it's in moderation. You know, there have been some studies that have shown that there is a benefit of one glass of red wine per day. And people ask me all the time, is it safe to drink? And ultimately, you have to look at each individual. If people don't drink or have a history of alcohol issues, then absolute abstinence is the best. In people that may drink occasionally from time to time, there may be a direct benefit with the red wine. That doesn't necessarily carry over to beer or to white wine or to hard liquor. In red wine, there's certain antioxidants that can mm-hmm. be very helpful. The next thing is know your blood pressure and your cholesterol. You know, we have health fairs out there for a reason. There are blood pressure cuffs at many of the different, drug stores. Know what your blood pressure is from time to time. Now, I don't mean you have to perseverate on it and check it every hour, every day, because that a lot of times leads to a lot of anxiety that can then raise your blood pressure. Mm-hmm. But have a rough idea. Get it checked periodically. Make sure that you're following up with a primary care so they can do the routine screening of your cholesterol. Know what that is. If it's elevated, make sure you're doing the right things to lower it. And it might not necessarily be a medication. It might just be that you cut out certain aspects of your diet or start increasing fresh fruits and vegetables, higher fiber, because that can definitely contribute. But know what your risks are. And along those lines, the next topic is to speak with your family and know about your cardiac conditions. You know, not everyone knows their parents, but do everything you can possible to know what your history is. You know, you can't choose your parents, you can't choose your genetics, but you can be aware of them.
Mm-hmm. Right.
Really take ownership and understand what your risks are. And last but certainly not least is to make sure that you're having regular appointments and follow up with your primary physicians and make sure that if you do have chronic medical conditions such as high blood pressure, cholesterol, diabetes, that you're staying on top of that and you're addressing those as aggressively as possible. If you take medications, do yourself a favor, learn them. Know what medicines you're taking, know what doses there are, and many people, if they're attuned, will actually take a little, put it on a business card, keep it in their wallet, so that if they do have issues or problems, they have that information immediately available. When people come into the emergency room, sometimes they're not always able to communicate what they're taking. And, we have computer-based systems, and sometimes that information is easily accessible. But other times it isn't.
Right.
So do yourself a favor. Know those medications. Know those drugs. It's vitally important. And if you can carry a card that has the names and the doses on it, even better.
Right. So you heard it straight from Dr. Sarwar, his 10 top or 10 top ways to avoid a cardiologist.
That's right.
A lot of these things, you don't have to make those changes all at once, right? You know, you can do it in steps. Have a goal each week and try and achieve that. Work your way up to exercising, 5 days a week.
Precisely.
You know, all of these things. You know, change. Barb Pratt, our nutritionist, right, always talks about change all your white foods to brown foods with
yep.
your grains, to make them whole grains. Add a fruit once in a while.
Right.
All these things are so helpful.
And like I said, I don't want anyone to come in and make a ton of sudden changes overnight.
Right.
Because the likelihood of them sticking with those changes are very low. But if over time you start gradually incorporating all these things into your daily schedule and daily routine, you slowly modify your diet, that's a long-term win.
Right.
And we're not looking for a diet. We're looking for health lifestyle changes.
Exactly. That's what, when I used to do nutrition, that's what I would tell my patients. I'm like, you want this to be your lifestyle, not 1 month and I'm good. It doesn't go away like that.
Right.
So
many times, unfortunately, patients will come in and, you know, they've maybe have done the right things or failed to do the wrong right things, and they do have chest pain. If you are experiencing chest pain that's new, please don't put it off. Please come into the hospital. Please let us check you out. You know, we have 24/7 care here at Wayne. We have a cath lab for heart, myocardial infarction, heart attack treatment all the time. Weather doesn't matter, 24/7. So please don't put it off. The best outcomes are those that come in very promptly.
Right. And we recently, I say recently, in the last 6 months to 9 months, we implemented the chest pain scale in our emergency room department, correct?
Yeah, we sure did. So we started we are actually now a chest pain center. We have accreditation where we have evaluated each of our processes to make sure that we are not only following national guidelines, but we're excelling and we're doing we're making sure that we're doing everything better than we need to.
Right.
The goal, when someone comes into the hospital with a heart attack, is to treat that heart attack with a balloon or a stent to open up that artery. The goal is within 90 minutes. At Wayne, our average for 2022 was 57 minutes.
Wow.
Well under an hour from the time that they presented to the hospital until the time that we have that artery open. So we really want to make sure that we're opening up and doing the best thing for our patients.
Right, because we know the faster we can treat something like a heart attack or damage to the heart, you know, the recovery time and the outcomes are so much better.
Right.
And that's
Absolutely.
What's so important, you know. You know, so we talked about, you know, the eating healthy, exercise, which are so important. But again, you know, if someone is having cardiac issues, we talked about coming to the emergency room with, you know, if they're having chest pain
yep.
or think they're experiencing a heart attack. But you do routine cardiac appointments here for people that may need follow-up after also.
We sure do. We have full emergency services, but then we have, you know, we have recent additions. We have Dr. Joe Loretti is our general cardiologist. We have Lori Jordan and Bree Frisella, who are outstanding nurse practitioners that are here in clinic. And then Dr. Hassan and I are the two interventionalists that rotate. So, you know, with the full contingency here, we can get patients in a fairly expeditious manner to talk about your individual risk and see what we can do specifically to lower it to avoid a heart attack.
Right, right. So, you know, if someone is listening and they think they're having heart problems, should they contact maybe their primary care first who can refer them over to the cardiology office?
Absolutely. Well, if they're having new chest pain, go to the emergency room
right.
first. We can see you there. If this is something that's kind of been ongoing, definitely touch base with your primary care because there are a lot of things that cause discomfort in the chest. And that might be acid reflux. It could be some people have reactive airways, such as asthma or underlying lung disease. Talk to your primary care. But clearly, if they suspect that this is cardiac related, they're going to refer you over to a cardiologist. We are one option, and we think we are
the best.
We're
you
the
can
best.
Say it. We are the best. But if when we look at, like I was saying, since 2016, when our Heart and Vascular Center was opened, how many lives have we saved in our community that, you know, live close by that can right. come here and we can, like you said, put a stent in or put a balloon
right.
in to save their lives?
What I can say is since 2016, we have now treated over 2,000 patients in the cath lab.
Wow.
2,000. And those are patients that some of which may not have lived long enough to go to Scranton or another hospital. So 2,000 patients have been taken care of in our cath lab, that's a win. That's
right.
a win for the community.
Right, exactly. And, you know, here at Wayne Memorial, we are always striving to improve services, you know, meet all of those standards and go beyond that.
Correct.
So, you know, your team here, I do want to thank, you know, you and your team here at our Heart and Vascular Lab, which is so, so important for our community and what we do.
Well, thanks, Carol. We really appreciate the time to reach out to the community, let everyone know that we are here, and, you know, hopefully they won't need our emergency services, but they're
right.
here just in case.
Right. And, you know, if you want a copy of Dr. Sarwar's, he did write that, the top 10 ways to stay heart healthy, you could just reach out to me, and I'll be happy to get you a copy. Any last words?
No, thank you. And make sure that, you know, you spend the month of February thinking about your heart.
Right. And then in March, April, May, and the rest of the year, implement all of those good practices, right?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Carol.
Again, this is Carol Kanier wishing you a happy day and take care of your heart.